Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink. Welcome to Drinking Bros Fake News, where we bring you the realest, fakest news of the week. Some people are saying it's getting a little too close to being real news. And they're actually turning to us for their news of the week. Scared or not scared, Dan?
It's a lot of responsibility.
It is.
I guess. I don't know.
That's a very superhero line.
I feel like it's...
With great responsibility, though.
Comes
with great power comes great responsibility.
Something like
Superman's
that.
Uncle said that.
You're goddamn right he did. Before he molested
and
him.
I knew.
No, he did.
Everybody knows.
He
Superman's
died before
uncle.
He got a chance to get in there, I think.
No. I think he touched
I don't want to get sued by a Superman's
sure.
uncle.
Sure.
I think
sure,
Superman
sure.
got his beehole touched by his uncle.
By someone, probably, but not by his uncle. I mean, look, Tobey Maguire's definitely had his beehole touched at some point.
That's obvious.
You know, he's oddly straight.
Maybe not James
he was
Garfield.
A pussy hound back in the
oh,
day.
Yeah, I know he is. I'm just saying. Yeah. He's probably gotten so. He's between him and DiCaprio, they probably fucked so much.
That's
because whenever they finish doing a movie or a TV show, in Maguire's case, they go out on their pleasure yacht for 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
Just hang out there. Yeah. So there's some gay shit's happened for
with
sure.
With prosties.
Yeah.
He was smart, though. When he decided to knock someone up, he went big. He went with Jennifer Meyer, who's Ron Meyer's daughter. President of Universal.
Oh,
so
smart.
He wasn't playing no games, Flash. He was all about that fucking studio life. We got some huge news today across the board. Breaking stories everywhere. Pounding me like a rock with an ocean wave. Where do we start first, Dan?
I just want to start with Seattle first and get it out of the way because I don't give two fucks about Seattle. If it even continues
Me
to
neither.
Exist after today, I don't care.
Yep.
But Capitol Hill, which is one of the neighborhoods there, there's Capitol Hill, Queen Anne Hill, all these hills. Apparently it's hills.
Yeah, a lot of hills. Haven't been there.
And there's Asian people running for the bus all the time. If you go to downtown Seattle, anywhere between like 3rd and 6th Street, you'll see an Asian person running for a bus. They come every 5 to 6 what? Minutes.
Like, calm down. Yeah, just
they come,
chill
like,
for
seriously,
a second.
That same bus will be back in 5 minutes. Nothing that you have to do is important enough to run after a bus in public. That is so humiliating to do that.
Blatant
like
disregard.
You're a little child that missed the school bus in the morning.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But maybe, look, Asian communities or Asian parents punish their children for things that our parents didn't.
Yeah.
Like, you know, learning. Our parents didn't punish us for not learning.
No, they didn't care.
Not like that.
They weren't like, come back when you're a doctor.
No.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
They were like,
have fun.
Come back when
you're a winner.
Middle management at Office Depot.
You want to take liberal arts in college? Go ahead.
Yeah, have
fun. Go ahead.
There are no Asians in liberal arts programs in this country.
No, none.
Maybe some like third or fourth generation ones, but no first or second generation Asian is in a liberal arts
program. You know why? They're too smart.
They're smarter than that, yes.
They're way too smart for that.
Just saying. At any rate... So these dum-dums have decided to cordon off, like the protesters have cordoned off a section of the city there in Capitol Hill.
You don't say.
And no, you're like certain people aren't allowed in, and apparently there's roving gangs of dum-dums that are beating people up that they don't like. There's some guy that was a lead protester that's now like like some kind of de facto mayor or some shit. And of course Seattle's letting it all happen.
Yeah.
They have to.
They're pussies. You can't get any bigger of a pussy for a local leadership than you have there in that city. So I don't
if
know
if a
what,
pussy was a city.
Well, not an actual vagina. Vaginas are tougher than dicks and balls
by
and large. But yes, like an Obama-style pussy, not a vagina.
Of course.
At any rate, this is interesting. Trump tweeted, quote, domestic terrorists have taken over Seattle run by radical left Democrats. Of course, law and order. Sleepy Joe Biden refuses to leave his basement sanctuary and tell his radical left bosses that they are heading in the wrong direction. He's talking a lot of shit, which is no surprise to anybody. But in this case, he happens to be right. He's actually threatened to, if they don't fix that, to come in and take it over. And when he said that about the National Guard and stuff, he was way off base, right? He can't forcibly take control of a state like that. But if a region of a state is trying to secede from the country, which is essentially what they're doing, I think he does have the authority to go in there and do something about it, which is interesting because that's not going to play well for anybody. But if you're a citizen of the United States, you can't just set up your own country inside of it, dude. That's not how it works. Sorry. If you don't like it, then fucking leave.
Yeah. Two questions here on this one. Now, the first one is involving the people that they wouldn't let into the protest. Mm. Aren't they protesting, like, that everyone is equal?
Yeah, so...
So you're not equal, according to certain people now, that you can't get inside a protest?
The same... So there's the... And are the... The person that exists on the right that is one of those, I'm never going to change my mind... Fucking there's no such thing as this or that mm-hmm. and whatever the fuck exists on the left as well. But that person is the feminist who hates all men. It's the gay person that hates straight people. It's the protester that hates anybody that doesn't look like them as well. Right. Or think like them. If you're not Antifa
think
or
like
black,
yeah.
essentially, sure. You can't come in.
OK.
Yes, that exists. And it's just as reprehensible as someone that refuses to listen or change their mind.
Because that's what it sounded like. I just wanted to double check.
Yeah.
The other thing that I wanted to ask you about was there was a lot of speculation of whether Trump could or could not do or invoked that act of, what was it, 1804?
The Insurrection Act. I mean, it's been used six or so times by presidents in the past. So, yeah, you could. It depends on what it is, and there may be legal recourse at some point for using
it. So some of our listeners wrote in and said, it is incorrect. It was actually used. They invoked that act in 1992 during the Rodney King riots.
And yeah, it's been used
okay.
five or six times throughout history.
So he does have the right to do that or no?
In certain situations, yeah, it depends on what's going on.
Gotcha.
Like you can't just declare a state. I mean, you can use that, but it would go through courts and stuff. And if you think about it, if he tried to do it right now, let's say if things erupted in Oakland and he tried to do it there, ultimately it would fall on the Ninth Circuit Court to decide on that mm-hmm. before it got to the Supreme Court, and they would tell him to get fucked. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just the way it works.
Right. The other one is...
why is your phone ringing?
Whose phone? Shame.
That better not be my mom.
That is production 101.
I told you guys to stop
the
that.
The other breaking news story right now, is it your mom? Is it no. Dan's mom? If so, patch her in. Patch her in.
It was.
No, it was. It was Dan's mom.
Fair.
The other top story right now that is breaking as we speak is Hollywood celebrities are at it again. If you thought the Imagine video was cringeworthy when they all got together and sang John Lennon's infamous song, Imagine.
Imagine we were allowed to go outside again.
Yep. Out of our mansions.
Well, you didn't have to imagine. All you had to do was... protest.
Apparently. Yeah.
That's the kryptonite.
Yes.
To any government stay-at-home order is protest.
Yes, yes, yes. New video is out today. Yeah. It's all in black and white of different actors speaking out against...
You know, if something's in black and white, then it's super serial.
Yeah.
Like Al Gore. Like Al Gore used to say.
They're speaking out against racism, and it is not going well. They decided to use all white people in this one. The internet is really raging about that one.
Well, yeah.
I haven't
seen
the video.
They're talking about being
racist.
What's
the premise of the video? It's just like...
Report it, see it, say it, do something. We can't have this go on anymore. Blah, 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 blah.
We need to do better. I think they're calling themselves out a little
bit,
right?
Yeah, did they make it a point to call out white people? Or is it...
Correct.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All white people. Mm-hmm. But they're not actually doing anything about it. So people are pissed that it is yet another video of Hollywood pretending to do something but being super out of touch with what's actually happening.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of the people in this particular video were not at the protests.
In principle, I'm not against this because I think it's important for that message to get delivered. But you have to understand, and these people clearly don't, you have to understand your place in the world and how you're viewed by people. Like Carrot Top's not going to come out and make a statement on race. Because he's a ridiculous person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's never taken social stands before. He hasn't experienced any of this stuff. Blah blah blah. Right. He's not a commentator on society. He
right.
Wouldn't do that.
Right.
These folks feel like they are. You're not a commentator on society. You're a person that lives in the top half of 1% of the country. Right.
Yeah.
You have no clue what the fuck is going on down here.
No.
And Hollywood in general has. It's become such a faddish thing to take stands on whatever the fuck the cause du jour is.
Yeah.
That no one believes anything they say anymore, ever. It doesn't matter who it is, unless it's a black person saying something that white people agree with. And then the white person's like, see, I fucking told you that one black dude agrees with me.
Yeah.
Like, and that's it. That's the end of the conversation.
There's just
them.
Certain people you don't want to hear from in certain times.
Like Aaron
right?
Paul.
Well, so I'm going to read some of the comments basically. Here because it's on my phone. Aaron Paul is currently trending on Twitter for this because he went full. Everybody's saying he went full Jesse Pinkman at the end of the video.
Did start
I
saying,
watched the video.
You say science, God. Bitch.
Yeah,
close.
Yeah.
Like very close to.
That would have been funny.
We've got to get out of here. And
why are you
Team
guys
America
not?
Was amazingly right about actors. People are saying, I love how they went full dramatic actor on these. I mean, there's endless tweets about this that's going on now. Probably just best to sit this one out a couple plays.
Well, I thought they would learn from this whole, like, we're in this together thing.
Yeah, the Imagine video. Yeah.
But just in general, the whole, everything that happened after that, where they're just like, we're in this together, we're all in this together. Like, nobody, sorry, but Lady Gaga said it right. Like, nobody wants to hear somebody that's really dealing with the hardships of it.
Right.
Nobody wants to hear some rich-ass person tell them. Sometimes we do.
Yeah.
But in certain instances and we just don't.
If you're
it just
trying,
always hits bad.
If you're making a hard statement, like if you're trying to initiate a difficult conversation, then I'm fine with that. But a difficult conversation doesn't happen in a vacuum, and it doesn't happen on just one side, right?
You have to. But the conversation's already happening, and even when they make these videos, even the Imagine, it's like we know, guys. Like,
well,
everybody.
I mean, look, them making this video is essentially like clicking like on a Facebook post. Everything is already in motion.
Right.
You're
so
just kind of.
Yeah, they've just added a thoughts and prayers to it. And that's the problem with protesting in general. Unless clear leaders emerge on all sides of an issue like this, then nothing ever actually happens. Like Occupy Wall Street, for example. Sleeping outside is not protesting. You're just. You're unemployed.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing. And when I was driving by City Hall today here in Wilmington, up until today, the crowd had been 95% white people and then a couple of black folks.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just like four white dudes all wearing black. Like holding their fists in the air and, brother.
Yeah.
Like, you're not a brother, first of all, blackface.
No.
Calm down.
Man, if you're at a protest for civil rights and you're all white.
The other
maybe.
About it, we live in a town of 150,000 people. Four white people on the front steps of where that is, maybe throughout the day, 40 to 50 people might see you doing that.
Yeah.
What are you doing that for besides your own Instagram?
I mean, they're just bored, I think. Like, I saw people out there conversing, smoking cigarettes, high-fiving, you know.
Were they jeweling and ruling?
Yeah, I would imagine so. It's not a popular thing to just smoke an actual cigarette in public these days.
Yeah,
but
no.
Anyways,
yeah,
Occupy
probably.
Wall Street, the reason they lost credibility is because, like, keep in mind, they ran a campaign against Bank of America, and Bank of America lost billions of dollars because of it. Billions, like $50 billion, I think, over the course of 6 days. So they had a lot of traction. They could have done something important. And keep in mind, again, this was in response to the federal government fucking over the housing market, like raping the fuck out of it.
Right.
In addition to Citizens United, where Mitt fucking Chucklehead Romney and his little haircut is like, corporations are people, man. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
No, they're not, dude. Corporations are corporations, bitch. That's why we call them that. That's what words do. They explain things.
Yeah.
Fuck face. So, the idea, like, does anybody want to live in a country where a corporation can spend an unlimited amount of money to get somebody elected? Do you understand the complications and the results of that downstream? You understand what that creates, right?
Yeah.
Motherfucker. Anyways, so that was in response to all of that. They had a good point to begin with, and then it just got silly. And this is going to get silly, too. It's going to end up being, and it's so sad, honestly, because this is a good movement. It'll peter out. It'll fizzle.
Yes.
Now, because no one is actually doing anything. So when you have a platform like these dum-dums do, and you continue to parrot the fucking thoughts and prayers thing instead of actually doing something, then you've actually contributed to fucking everybody over. So congratulations.
And that's the biggest Hollywood. Complaint about this video with the actors is that, hey, man, you're not actually doing anything. If you guys were giving money or out at the protest with us, like, look, we saw a lot of celebrities there. I fucking hate J-Lo and A-Rod. But they were there. They were marching in the street.
Yeah, and they weren't fucking doing press conferences either. They just showed up, did their thing, and left.
Showed up,
did Same thing with all the NBA guys.
Yes, Russell Westbrook.
Dame, DeRozan.
All those guys were there, yeah. And they went unannounced. They did
Dame and DeRozan were protesting in Compton, which is not a fun place to be, but they're from there.
They're from there.
So they went back to their actual hometown and protested and didn't fucking, they didn't call ESPN like, hey, we're going to be down here.
Didn't hold a press conference, didn't do anything.
There's like three pictures
from the whole
thing.
People are bitching about with the actors.
That's how you do that, by the way. You just go and do things. Yeah. People, if you're famous enough, people will notice that you're there.
Yes.
It will become a story. You don't have to make the story yourself. If you, all these people that made this video, what they've done is made themselves the story.
Right.
You're a cunt. Congratulations, fuckface.
Next up, a smile for your stomach.
Ooh.
Happiness may guard against deadly gut infections. Essentially, there's a study out that indicates that happiness can protect against serious gut infections. I'm going to start with you, Jesse, because you are 100% believer in this.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about this, but I do believe gut
health. Like depressions, the way you feel physically impacts you mentally and all that other stuff.
Well, it turns out that the vast majority of serotonin is actually made in your gut.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like the brain.
I didn't know that until I read the story. Like serotonin, the chemical that makes you feel happy and is produced, like it, more of it is produced when you are happy.
Right.
It primarily exists in your gut. I didn't know that.
I feel like everyone is probably married to someone who knows about this kind of stuff. I'm married to you. You know about all this stuff. We have turmeric and all kinds of crazy shit.
Ginger.
The probiotic thing is real.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Sure. But unless you marry somebody that knows about that, or you are that person, that's the only way that will take in a relationship.
Well, Dan just like reads. That's another
thing
internet, you could do.
Right, but books. Whoever Dan marries, like, we'll probably not know about that, and you'll be able to pass on that information.
I feel like you're creating this weird...
Like because I feel... Here's where I'm going with this.
Like,
I feel
single people everywhere don't know.
No, but I feel as you're growing up, you grow up in one of two families. People who are into this type of shit, and others who are just like, hey, man, here's meatloaf, and enjoy your life.
I guess that's probably true.
Here's what they... Here's the test, by the way. So they took these mice, right? They gave half of them... Prozac, and then the other half didn't get Prozac, and they injected them with this bacterial infection. And the ones that had Prozac in their system were like the bacterial infection never manifested because there was so much serotonin. So the serotonin in their gut killed the bacteria, the bad bacteria. Very interesting. I mean, it's all about homeostasis, right? That's what CBD promotes as well. Like gut and central nervous health is the most important thing you can ever do for your body. Working out and all that stuff is great, but it's... If your gut and central nervous system health is bad, then it's going to be like putting a bullet on a band-aid or a band-aid on a bullet wound.
Really affects all kinds of things that you wouldn't think it affects.
So I feel like half the households are like, oh, you feeling bad? Here's some chili. Chili's going to knock that out, you know? Get a little spice inside of you. That'll really clean you out, you know, all the way around.
I believe that Chick-fil-A has serotonin in it.
That's possible.
That is very possible.
Very possible. Definitely in
the sauce. If you're taking any fast food restaurant, it's probably Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, probably.
It does that.
By the way, if it's true that overall happiness contributes to gut health and thus overall health, I'll be dead before the end of the show.
Yeah, you won't make it till the end of this.
My gut's fucked up, by the way.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah, it has been for years.
From life
or
war?
Since I was a teenager.
Really. Okay.
Yeah. Actually, no, since I was like 11, I guess, because my sixth grade year a little bit, but mostly seventh grade. I missed like 40 days of school because of my stomach.
Maybe that's why you're still thin and eat like 6,000 calories a day.
No, it's just my metabolism. The gut health thing would make me fatter. Like I would be bloated all the time if that were the case.
By the way, at home, comment below here because there's an ongoing thing with Chick-fil-A. Pickle on the chicken sandwich or no pickle? I think the pickle makes it for me and I love it.
Definitely.
Yeah, but a lot of people pull it off. You?
I'm about to blow your fucking tits off here.
Are you pickle? Are you take the pickle off?
No.
Oh,
I would
all
never.
Right.
I would never take a pickle off of anything.
Good.
Why were you going to blow his tits off?
We did that pickle episode, and we had a bunch of people who were anti-pickle, and I was like, "Come on,
you
dude!
You can't trust someone that's anti-pickle."
I agree.
So here's the thing with Chick-fil-A. Someone I care very deeply for gave me this information, so it means a lot to me. Get a spicy chicken sandwich,
yes,
and put strawberry jelly on it with the pickles.
Whoa!
And eat that bitch.
Whoa!
I'm a sweet and savory gal.
This is my challenge to the entire audience. Go out and do that today. And by the way, They're kind of stingy with their little packets of Chick-fil-A sometimes. So if you could steal a bunch of those and mail them to me, that'd be great as well.
Packets of jelly?
Like their little packets of strawberry jelly.
Oh, they have that inside
for their breakfast stuff.
No shit.
Yeah. So you ask them when you order it, just ask them for strawberry jelly, put it on there, and then eat that bitch and tell me how it is.
Challenge accepted.
Come back and comment on this
on this video.
Definitely will do that.
Nico the Greco can't spell the word pickle.
Nope.
And Pickle Bros, I think I'm really going to have Jay make that. I'm going to get a pickle.
Pickle Bros would be great. Yeah. So a pickle logo of us.
It's me, you, and Jared, and then she's obviously in the background where you can't see her.
Yeah.
We're all pickles.
Yeah, very tiny.
Maybe my face is the pickle.
It's just
right?
Her. She's in parentheses.
Yeah. For sure. I thought it was Pickle Boys. Not Pickle Boys.
It could be Pickle Boys.
Could be Pickle Boys.
And I love
Jared's
Pickle
already got
Boys.
The Wet Boys. Have you watched any of his stuff? It's so fucking funny, man.
The name alone, I love.
He's his little group that does the DCS, the flight simulator shit on Twitch.
Uh-huh.
They're called the Wet Boys. I have no idea where it came from. I hosted it one night.
I love it.
I MC'd it one night and tried to ask them, and they just all told me stupid bullshit.
Okay.
All the time. So I don't know what it is, but
is it BOIS?
Of course.
Oh, good.
But he's got like three active duty naval fighter pilots in this group. Like Jared's the only person on earth that can make something like this happen.
Yeah.
Like actual fucking jet fighter pilots are just dicking around on Twitch on some flight simulator on this rig that costs like $5,000 to $5,000 a set.
I've been in the rig, man.
It's
him
ridiculous.
And a party. Remember Party Ben?
Yeah.
I don't know if he's still
Benny
parties.
Santiago. Oh, yeah. He
almost died. He almost fucking
died.
Yeah,
but he got ran over by a car. He didn't almost die from partying.
No.
Yeah.
He's fine now.
He was...
And he's still with that girl. That
missing
he's been
teeth
with
and
all
that shit. Really?
Yeah, he got fucked up. I think he got a little brain... He got squirrely.
He did.
For a couple months there. Yeah. And like, dude, you need to calm
worried.
The fuck down.
And he's still with that girl, huh?
Yeah.
You don't say.
Yeah, they're doing well from what I hear.
A lot of listeners asked because she was on the show.
Yeah, she's a cool chick.
A lot of listeners asked, they were like, hey, that's way out of Party Ben's league.
But Party Ben is the kind of guy that will always be with someone out of his league because he is a piece of shit.
But he's Party Ben, dude.
But he's Party Ben, right?
Does he make a lot of money?
I mean, probably. I don't know if he's still in the Air Force or not, but he was contracting. The stuff that he does communications-wise for like Harris Radios and stuff, nobody else can do it. He's like one of a handful of people that can even do that.
Got it.
And he's going to be perpetually on some kind of government military contract, so he's fine.
We got to get him back on the show.
He's one of the most fun people in the world. You haven't lived
just a nice guy
unless you've walked out your front door after a night of partying and seen Party Ben sitting in your fucking lawn in his underwear.
Yep, you really haven't. Next up, did the city of New York just endorse glory holes? New York City health officials advise kinky Zoom parties mask during sex amid COVID-19. Throw that up on the screen if you can there, Alex.
Yeah, scroll down a little bit. Hold on, right there. So let's see. Semen and poop. I don't know why they had to tell. Are people in New York so stupid they don't know what feces is? And they put poop in parentheses.
Man, if you're watching the video show on YouTube.
Yeah, let's go down the list here. So,
that is great.
The virus has been found in the semen and feces and then... we've got poop next to that of
just
people
you guys
with
know.
COVID-19. We do not know if COVID-19 can be spread through vaginal or anal sex, but yet you're willing to take those off the board because those are the two big ones, really.
Yes. Well, mostly. Ears are right there, too. But scroll down a little bit until two is at the very top. All right. So this is New York City's direction. First of all, you should pound off. You are your safest sex partner, as it says.
Yeah.
And then the next one, the next safest partner is someone you live with is.
But it says.
Is New York tacitly endorsing incest?
Here's the thing, because it says have sex only with people close to you. Now, either you're dating someone who's living with you during quarantine, married, or you're with your family. It kind of sounds like you're asking, hey, man, if you're going to do it, you might as well fuck a family member.
Have sex only with consenting partners, which that can't be part of the COVID, though. Right.
Yeah, I don't think
that's
you
just a
even
sign.
Even when
that
the pandemic is over, try to avoid
try to
raping
keep
people.
Doing
I,
that.
Again,
yeah, yeah.
Just want to say again that I've for a long time been anti-rape. Before anybody
before
else
it was trendy,
was,
you
yeah.
were. You've
yeah,
always
yeah, yeah.
been anti-rape before it was trendy.
And here's my other one of my other favorite fucking dumb things they said. Make it a little kinky. Be creative with sexual positions and physical barriers like walls that allow sexual contact while preventing close face-to-face contact. Physical barriers like walls that allow sexual contact while preventing close face-to-face contact. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a glory hole.
It is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a fucking glory hole, man.
A sheet.
Why didn't they just say it? They put poop in parentheses. They can't say the word goddamn glory hole? Are you fucking kidding me?
Have some respect for what a glory hole is.
There's a lot of actresses out there that have, you know.
Yeah.
Swallowed a lot of cum. I don't know what they've done, but I mean, it's the glory hole is a thing.
They've done what they had to do, all right?
Had to do. I wish we could put the rest of this episode in black and white because it's that serious now. We should be serious actors about the glory holes.
This is the most ridiculous shit I've ever seen from a fucking local government.
I don't know why they felt the need to put this out as if anybody was going to read it and say, or fuck, let's say you were in New York City and you have read this and it helped you in your life. Message us on the show. We'd love to have you on as a guest.
Yeah, and I think Kirill, actually, Slut Whisperer, who was on the show a couple of days ago, I think he's...
great show.
I think he's making a face mask that allows for blowjobs. Just go to lindafeingold.com. I'm sure you'll see it.
That'd be great. So it's got a hole in it.
I think it's I think it's maybe it like opens up in the middle so you can suck dicks and smoke and drink and then clamp that fucker back down.
The best viral clip I've seen this week was the opening of Las Vegas. And the guy's got the mask on playing slot machines.
Oh, yeah.
And he's sliding a cigarette like under the front of his mask and just smoking out the side. And it's just like, it looks
perfect.
Like the most miserable thing on the planet.
It's the last place on Earth where you can smoke.
Yeah, you're in Vegas, man. Take off the mask. You're good to go at that point.
You're already in Vegas.
You're already in Vegas. You should have gotten AIDS at that point. And if you're out there and you have gotten AIDS... Hopefully you got it on a ghost bed from ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. The best mattress to get AIDS on. It is that has been ranked number one.
They didn't tell us to say that, but
for 2 years.
They didn't tell us to say that, but we offered to. We don't mind saying that.
We don't mind it at all. Yeah. Throw on some Freddie Mercury and get AIDS on that mattress if you're going to do it. If you want to get AIDS or if you have to get AIDS, do it in comfort and do it on a ghost bed. Their pillows are amazing too, man. So. You know, if
you can use one to prop her up a little bit.
Yeah.
Slide that pillow under the butt cheeks.
What do you call that, a fuck bump?
No, what is it? The liberator?
Yeah, the liberator.
Oh, the liberator, yeah.
But the liberator is kind of like a triangle shape.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to keep them.
Sure. You can fold the pillow in half and make your own triangle.
Yeah.
Some people say the pillows are better than the goddamn mattress.
Or you can get the adjustable base.
Yes. And go all the way up. So you hit the button on that. It's remote controlled, by the way. That'll go all the way up. It's got USB ports on the side, the right and left side of the bed. So you can put a pocket pussy in there, a fleshlight, and then just slide that on over your package and enjoy the finest night of self-sex you want in case you're worried about getting AIDS. The beautiful thing about ghostbed.com/drinkingbros is all of the mattresses are COVID-free and AIDS-free initially. So if you're going to get AIDS on one of those things. That's going to come afterwards. Ghostbed will not be able to help you.
That's an aftermarket
in
thing.
The box. Correct.
Yeah, you gotta pay extra.
That's
not stock. Yeah.
As always, it's 36-month pay as you go program. No interest on that, including if you get AIDS afterwards. So that's going to be something through your healthcare provider. You might want to chat with them, maybe on a quick phone call before you get into some sitch like that. But go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today, where everything is 25% off. Next up, they fucking again in the UK.
Yep.
Come on, brother. Smile I just saw out of you, Dan.
This is the weirdest story. I didn't know this was even... So apparently part of the UK's shutdown plan is that they made it illegal to have sex with someone you didn't live with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, how can you... That you can't do that.
No. As a law,
that's how spoiled we are in America. Like the rest of the world is not like it is here. So stop bitching, maybe.
How do they know? I guess
I have no idea. So the law was signed in April, and then Boris Johnson announced yesterday that for the first time, singletons, as they call them, I don't know what the fuck that's supposed to mean.
I'm sorry, repeat that one more time.
Singletons.
That's a
singletons.
That's the person's surname. That's a last
name.
Yeah,
it is.
But anyways, they can bang again. I'm not sure how they plan to enforce this. If they have bobbies running around, like peeking in through windows and shit, making sure people aren't fucking, then checking IDs.
I like where we're going with all the British terms. Yeah, bobbies, you know, using truncheons.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
RIP John Singleton, by the way, because I'm sure, you know, people are going to be out there being like, there is some famous singletons.
Singleton.
There is.
Yeah, it's quite a few.
The definition is up on the screen there. Alec, it says a single person or thing of the kind under consideration. A child or animal born singly. That seems weird. S-I-N-G-L-Y. rather than one of a multiple birth. Yeah, it's you're just one person. A singleton. You're
here,
by yourself.
Here are some quotes from Mr. Janssen. From
Boris.
Boris. From this weekend, we will allow, and they didn't even fucking, the grammar or the punctuation in this sentence is terrible. Writing is just, it's a Daily Star, what do you expect?
You're out the window now, yeah.
From this weekend, we will allow single adult households to form a support bubble with one other household. So you can only fuck one person at a time, apparently. You can have a support bubble, as they refer to it.
Okay.
And it's somebody who lives in another house, but only people from those two households can interact. Again, you're getting dangerously close to some kind of incest situation, I think.
Yes.
He continued by saying, all those in the support bubble will be able to act as if they live in the same household, meaning they can spend time together inside each other's homes and do not need to stay 2 meters apart. The support bubble must be exclusive and cannot be switched between multiple households. So it's cuffing season in the UK, I guess.
Yeah, it should be. What I would do is this. If you're in England, you're listening to the show, videotape yourself inside your support bubble, banging whoever that is. Send it in to Boris Johnson and ask if you're doing it right. Because I think the only way to really get confirmation is to videotape it and then ask
and then tweet
permission.
It to Boris Johnson.
Tweet it.
Why not? Because
they allow pornography on Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, all they're going to do is can't like delete. Just make a fake account so you don't get.
No, they actually won't delete it. Every porn star.
No, I mean like the Prime Minister's office will block you.
Yes.
You can just keep making new accounts.
But
every
I would
single
keep asking,
forever.
Yeah, over and over and over again until you find a response that's satisfactory.
I'm worried about our buddy, the rock star over there. He's staying with his fucking
Barnes Courtney.
Yeah, he's staying with his mom, dad, and two brothers or something.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Or his stepmom.
You can't keep
maybe.
A kid like Barnsey down during
that. No, he's figured it
and
out.
And they're in
I'm
some
sure.
coastal town, too.
No, yeah, he's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, they're in the middle of nowhere.
So
he's
I don't
right
know
across
that
the,
he's figured it out.
Right across the river from Northern
Poor
Europe.
Poor buddy.
Hashtag prayers for Barnsey.
Yeah, we need to check on him for
prayers
sure.
Prayers for Barnsey.
I'll do it. I'll go.
Yeah, yeah.
What? To check on our friend and make sure that he's good.
Oh, you want to fuck Barnes?
Man.
No, dude.
Would you watch her fuck Barnes Courtney? I mean,
no, I would not.
What if
no,
who's your hall pass?
Benicio del Toro.
No, is it? Rimmers for Benicio.
Oh, okay, sorry. There's a couple: Kevin Costner, right? Kurt Russell,
and
then
Benicio
del Toro.
You would, the problem with Benicio?
You would
is,
watch her bang Kevin Costner?
Yeah,
I would watch that.
Same, like Yellowstone, and I would appreciate it.
But he would have to be in character. It couldn't just be
for sure.
Yes.
Based on what we know about Kevin Costner, he's too needy.
Yeah.
Like his personality, trying to get his hog in all these movies.
Oh,
I don't like that. That's,
but I want to see him come in, put the cowboy hat down, like right off a set.
Slap one of his children and disown them.
Exactly.
And then and just pound her.
I want there to be like a large cookie, like plates of cookies always that just appear.
Because
right?
At Yellowstone, there's always the best food out where it's just like, oh, go get
just
a cookie.
Just go in
from
and
there.
Grab
it's
yourself
like,
a well, he's a
who's
goddamn
croissant.
Bajillionaire. That's
on Yellowstone.
Yeah.
Like, yes.
But
he's
cooking.
No, I mean,
I
he's rich on the show, too. He's
I know,
rich.
But I never see the cooks.
Yeah, you're not supposed to.
Well, we should.
That's the whole point. Wouldn't that be great?
No, you don't want to walk around seeing cooks all day.
Nah.
Now, the Benicio del Toro tip is weird because all he does is give rim jobs. So, like,
so that would be a weird
tonguing your asshole. For
so
like
what you
got to
take care of yourself?
Be weird.
No.
Like very few people are just going to come from a rim job.
Yeah,
just
yeah. Maybe yeah, I don't actually I don't know. I don't know what his whole end game would be, but I know he's very into butt stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But yeah, John Dutton for sure.
For
not
sure.
Necessarily K-Koss.
Yeah, but
John Dutton
absolutely.
In like. A Patagonia.
I got to be honest. I don't know if I could resist John Dutton.
Right?
No. Or the fucking kooky daughter.
No, she's. I've dealt with that brand before.
That's just your brand.
Nope.
Nope. That's
I'm all set
exactly
on that.
What
your
I thought.
Brand of smokes. Nope. But if you are going to sleep with K-Koss, you should probably give him some Roman from GetRoman.com/drinkingbros. He's got to get that boner on. K-Koss is probably, what, mid-60s, late-60s?
I think we've looked at this many times. I think he's 65.
I mean, we never remember.
63, maybe?
Probably, I'm going to say 64.
65.
65, all right. That was close.
I got
good
it
for
right,
him. Good for him.
He's a hometown hero.
He is for you. He is. But he's still going to need some Roman to get it up.
And I don't.
No. Oh, yeah.
Show.
He's 65.
65,
he's hopefully he's taking TRT. He looks like he's in really good shape, so he probably is.
Yeah.
I don't personally know any male actor that's active right now over the age of 30 that isn't taking TRT. And I know a lot of male actors under 30 that are taken to ERT.
Yes, yes. So, Kate Koss is doing that, and he should also get Roman from GetRoman.com /drinking bros. It is discreet. They will send it to you in a discreet package. No one will know that you have it. Your wife, your mistress, your kids. No one.
Doesn't TRT help get it up or no?
It depends on why you have erectile dysfunction.
Yeah.
Like if it's a blood flow issue, which becomes a bigger problem for older men, like once you're 40 or over, it's not just the testosterone, it's also a blood flow issue, right?
Yeah.
So,
but they can tell you that on Roman. You can talk to him about all of it, man.
And the beauty of it is you don't have to see a fucking doctor. Yeah. There's a reason why Roman is overtaking Viagra. That is the reason. You don't have to go to your fucking weird doctor and explain your bullshit issues. Have him talk you through some other fuckery that you went through as a child of why you can't get hard anymore. This, you just go online to GetRoman.com/drinking bros and say, hey, man, I'm fucking feeling flaccid. Let's party, dude. It's a 5 questionnaire, free doctor's visit. Using air quotes on doctor visit there. And boom, boom, you're ready to bang. You're ready to bang, bang, baby. Shit will be shipped to you in like 48 hours, too. It's great. Go to GetRoman.com/drinking bros today. You think what?
I think this character, you know, there's some actors that like a character that they do kind of sticks. Like a Johnny Depp is now like a real life pirate.
Pop him up on the screen.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where like he, Kakos, like in his real life now is
living
a
this character.
Cowboy. Yeah.
I get it.
Like
though.
All his videos are very like from a ranch that I guess he has.
Show's huge.
You know? Yeah.
Show's huge.
Well, old white actors either play blues music and they suck at it, or
he does that as
or
well.
They live on a ranch. It's one
he
of those.
Does well. He does all band. That. He does all that.
All of them. Every single
yeah,
one of them.
Yeah.
It's like without
he's
fail.
Had a band for a very long time, I have to say that.
Yeah, and they've never been good.
No, but they've been good enough.
For?
To play in the streets of Ventura.
Because it's Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
Let's face it. That band didn't have Kevin Costner in it.
That's fair.
You'd never know their names. Still don't know their names.
Speaking of not knowing people's names.
Yeah. Next up, USA Soccer is repealing their ban on kneeling for the anthem.
I bet.
I'm sure a lot of people are going to do this, right?
Yeah.
Do me a favor right quick and name one male soccer player that plays on USA's team.
For the United States?
On U.S.
You know who first came to mind? Freddie Adu, and I also know he hasn't played there in probably 10 years. Alec is big into soccer. Am I correct on that?
Christian Pulisic is the new.
Yeah, Pulisic is good.
Never heard of
he's
that
good.
Guy.
He's the only one. But
Christian Pulisic, I've never heard of.
He's a
Freddie
good player.
Freddie Adu. Freddie Adu is the first name that came to mind, and then Landon Donovan. But I don't.
He retired a couple years ago as well.
Yeah.
Didn't Beckham?
Clint Dempsey retired, I think, from USA Soccer.
Beckham's English.
But who? Didn't he play for
America? Clint Dempsey.
And then Howard, who was their goalie, retired.
What's his first name?
Fucking shit. I don't know.
Johnson?
Tim. Yeah, Tim Howard. Yeah, he retired.
No one knows,
I have no
though.
Idea. Anyways, into the story. USA Soccer as a whole, which is both men's and women's, have repealed the ban on kneeling for the anthem.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So now you can kneel for the anthem as a direct representative of the United States and not just someone that's being an asshole.
Sure.
It's dope.
What are your thoughts on that, Dan?
Well, I'm sure after all this unrest that the proposition of just peaceful protesting might seem attractive to some folks, but I think you need to look a little harder. I think you're wrong about that one.
I agree.
I 100% support the right to protest in any form you want, and I'm not gonna. I don't think it should be banned at all. I think banning any form of speech like that is problematic for who we are as a country. But you have to understand how, if you're a person that wants to do that, if you're Colin Kaepernick, for example, and this is the reason I disliked him, it wasn't because of what he was doing, it's because of why. That is deeply offensive to people that served in the military, people that just are patriots, people that have the relationship with that flag. Now, white people have to understand that black people have a very different relationship with the flag and the patriotism in this country than they do. I understand that. But if your purpose is to win this fight, you can't alienate 50 to 60% of the population because you can't win that way. So ultimately, is it about change or is it about you, Colin? It's about him.
Right.
And it always was about him, right? The people that followed him were just trying to help him, and I understand that loyalty. And I don't blame any of those guys for doing it. And I'm not going to blame any of them for doing it this year because they're absolutely going to kneel for the anthem this year.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate, and it's not going to work. It's only going to – it's a distraction. You know what I mean? It distracts from the purpose of the entire goddamn thing. It's essentially like a riot. Mm-hmm. Like, it distracts from the purpose. And if you're doing something to distract from the purpose, then you don't care about changing stuff. All you care about is fucking internet clout.
Right.
At that point, you're a cunt.
Right.
So when I see all these guys kneeling and shit like that, I don't know if I'll even watch football at that point, because I find it hard to financially support people that are that tone deaf. You know what I mean? This is one of the biggest issues of our entire generation, mm-hmm. and it's so important to get this fixed.
You're boiling it down to...
Yeah, you're just to make a point. You're going to do this thing that's deeply offensive that puts you in a position where, A, you're not going to win, and two, you're distracting from the point and making it all about you. I have no respect for someone like that.
I agree, and here's my Rostradamus prediction on this. I think week one, everyone will kneel, right? I think they will continue to kneel after that, but I think the NFL personally will cut away from it. They will not show the national anthem after week one. Therefore, you're not going to see it. But the media, however...
I don't agree with that.
Oh, wait, hang on. The media, however, will show it over and over and over again religiously throughout the season. But I think the NFL, after week one, will cut away from the national anthem because they started doing it... was it 2 years ago when Kaepernick did that?
Yeah.
They started cutting away from the national anthem.
It's different now, but yeah.
It is. But as far as
how they're feeling.
I don't think they can get away with doing that now.
Yep. Well, I think their reasoning will be this. We didn't really used to show it before unless it was the big games, which is true. Like the Super Bowl or fights or, you know, whatever. You would always start with the national anthem. Now they do it locally at every stadium around for every single thing. I think their excuse will be, hey, guys, we've never shown this before. So we're not going to continue to show the national anthem because we never did it before. Because it's like Dan said, you are eliminating half your audience, and that's including the NFL. All of these sports are a business.
The NFL is the most conservative audience in all the sports, other than maybe NASCAR.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But
even NASCAR said, hey, man, yesterday they had a race last night. They had a Black Lives Matter car, and they eliminated the Confederate flag from all events.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
I'm actually fine with that. I understand
most
that
people are fine with that.
I understand that it's a matter of speech and all this other stuff, but that's a private company, and I'm fine with that. I'm also fine to take it a step further with knocking down Confederate statues, and here's why. I understand the idea that we're erasing history, but history belongs in books. We don't build monuments and hold flags and put paintings up of people who lost. You were in second place.
It's funny, man. I just said this.
You tried
word
to fucking,
for word, I just said this earlier.
You tried to start your own country, and you failed, bitch. Sorry.
Sorry.
I just said, dude, we don't give participation trophies down, is what I said.
No, and I understand. Actually, there's a so nuanced conversation to have about Robert E. Lee, because one, he was hesitant to even take that position, and two, he did a lot more during Reconstruction than most of his northern colleagues did.
Yeah.
Like, Robert E. Lee actually... redeemed himself in a lot of ways, but still second place. Get fucked, dude.
It's not good enough.
This is America. We don't like, if do you want to be part of the participation trophy culture? Because if so, and also don't forget that the vast majority of these statues weren't made right after the Civil War or during it. They were made during Reconstruction as a last fuck you to black people. Like, oh, by the way, Jim Crow still in effect, so you can't do shit. Mm-hmm. Here's a picture of fucking Robert E. Lee.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was punitive towards the black community for actually getting some rights. So I don't care about that.
Yeah, so we were talking about earlier about Lincoln and, you know, look, Michael Jordan is outside of the United Center because he was the best. He won.
Yeah.
He won.
There's no...
he didn't win.
Yeah.
There's no statue of any of the guys that came before him in Chicago.
No. By the way, you know what Jordan does a lot of, though? Smokes cigars.
Yep.
Oh,
and
gosh,
I highly
so
recommend.
Much.
Oh, dude, it is crazy.
He makes it look really cool, too, which.
He does.
Right?
He smokes cool. those long, skinny ones, though. That makes me think he's got a weird dick.
Oh,
is that weird?
Yeah, he did sometimes.
No, he always smokes. Look at him.
There it is.
Every
that
single,
picture up on the
they
screen.
Got bigger as,
every,
he,
every
as
single,
he got
no.
bigger.
No, every single, like it, during The Last Dance, he was smoking long, skinny cigars.
Long, skinny ones?
Yep. ThompsonCigar.com is where you can get all the cigars. No, it's fine. Look, they have every single kind of cigar, including these Jordan
cigars. Yeah, if you like long, skinny cigars, they have those. They have short Maduros that are darker. They
everything,
have,
yeah, dude.
Whatever kind of dick you have, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's what you're saying.
Is that how it works at Thompson Cigar? Do you order the size cigar of your dick?
Well, no, I for me it's about the type of flavor, right? So the length and what do you call it?
So the flavor of your dick?
No. The diameter of the cigar has an effect on how you pull, like how you inhale or not inhale, but
you pull your dick.
Yeah.
It has an effect on that. So there's you after smoking cigars for long enough, you kind of figure out what you like. You
know yeah. Look at that guy.
Dude, I'm
pop
in.
That guy's pictures up. That's a fat one. Look at that.
Yeah.
He's that guy on the screen.
He's peacocking right there. He's like, yeah, that's
wow.
Right.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, Dan. By the way, Thompson Cigar, promo code Drinking Bros, 15% off any order over $75 and $20 off over anything over $100. Thompson Cigar is the biggest in the game. They never fucking offer discount codes at all. Like, this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. This guy right here. So if you're going to Thompson Cigar, what is that? And why do you smoke something that fat?
Well, I mean, I don't really choose necessarily only on the size and shape and length of a cigar, right? It's about the flavor mostly.
So I would want to smoke that.
Look at the look in this guy's eyes. He knows that he knows.
That's
the look
exactly.
On his face right there.
And sure.
I'm not saying that you should go get a long or a skinny fat cigar, fat one or whatever. Just do what your heart tells you to do, I guess. You know?
Your heart tells you to do. Go to thompsoncigar.com today and smoke them if you got them. Next up, what is the push to remove the statues already say? And we went over that one already. We combined two stories.
Well,
today,
I mean, here I've got a theory on why these liberal politicians are doing it.
Okay.
Because I've gotten a lot of questions. People want me to comment on this for some reason. Probably because I don't give a fuck and I just say whatever crazy bullshit I think of.
You've been on fire the last 2 weeks, D'Anthony. So if this was submitted by the listeners, fire away, dude.
So I think we're at the precipice of gaining, or we were at the precipice of gaining real traction and tackling this issue for, like, I don't know. There were spurts the first 2 days, and then there was a break where everybody was acting like assholes, and there was another couple of days after that when people calmed down again, and now it's just Occupy Wall Street. People are just sleeping outside.
It did feel like that. Like that wave, I did feel that for sure.
When I see politicians come out with distracting solutions, like, I agree that these Confederate statues should get knocked down, not because of racism necessarily, although I understand that argument. It's because you're a fucking loser. Get out of here.
Right.
Build statues for fucking losers. I understand that. And I agree with that. But it is not a solution to this problem. That is an aesthetic solution,
Band-Aid,
which is not a solution.
Thing. Yeah.
Right. It's like all these people like go purchase from black owned businesses. That makes a fucking difference.
Yes. Yep.
Putting money into the black community, that makes a difference.
Yes.
So all you guys that are out there posting like here are local black businesses and whatever the fuck else, that's great. Keep doing it.
Yeah.
But when I see a politician, this is the same thing with the Kaepernick thing. When I see a politician grab onto something that's trendy and very, the optics are good and it's got
like
a
Kente?
Wide reach. Yeah. And it's got a wide reach. It's like, that's for a soundbite. That is to show that I'm on board. That's like posting a black box on Instagram.
Well, that's the classic, like, we fixed it.
Yeah.
See?
Racism like, solved.
Racism solved.
In order for a politician to gain clout or whatever, or to look good, you have to clearly identify a problem and then tackle that problem, or at least have your message reflect that. Like when Trump came in, the economy sucked. Now the economy's good. I did what I said I was going to do. Yeah. Reelect me. That is a very clear narrative, and it makes, and the economy is bouncing back right now. We'll see how it continues to go. But that is how you win elections. That's the formula for Washington, D.C.
And it doesn't look pretty, and it's kind of bumbling, but the underlying issue is what is actually happening.
So what they're trying to do is, we've identified an issue, right? And now they're trying to give solutions for it that are lip service. It's nonsense. Kneeling with fucking African headgear on. That is so offensive. I can't believe they did that shit.
You have everybody's attention now. What are you going to do with it?
Well, you have to create a goalpost and then kick the ball through it. And what they've done, they create, well, we're going to knock down these statues. There we go.
Yeah.
We did our jobs.
Like, cool.
And that's it. No, this is a distraction because they are cowards. They are intellectual cowards, unwilling to face what the real issues are. You have to, if you're an elected official, I don't give a shit what color you are. If you're in a position of power that large, you have to call out everybody that's wrong, not just white people. Everybody has to get some of that fucking tongue lashing. You know what I mean? Otherwise, you can't deliver the message clearly.
Sure.
So
the same side of the coin, what they're doing with like canceling movies.
Oh, and we're going to get to that next.
Oh, yeah, okay, because sorry.
But I'm just saying, all of these stories go into one, yeah.
Right, but yeah. I'm saying that they're canceling or taking down movies that aren't really making that much anymore, or people in shows that are on their way out anyways to right. sort of say, we're doing it, but it's not really hitting anywhere yeah. anyone where it actually hurts. And Tropic Thunder still up, but right, yeah.
And here's the deeper problem with that. What we understand about the Democratic Party, at least from my perspective, and I don't think I would love to have a debate with any fucking body on the Democratic side about this, but the Democratic Party has weaponized the poverty of Black people to control that community for fucking decades now. And I don't think it behooves or benefits the Democratic Party in any way to fix this problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if you're competing against somebody and they're fucking up, Sun Tzu said it. If your enemy is beating himself, let him. Like yeah. step out of the way and let him do it.
Exactly.
It doesn't benefit the Democratic Party in any way to actually fix the issue. What they're selling is welfare and hate, right? And condescension and indignity. And it's a very costly treatment. Like cancer treatment. What we want is the fucking cure, and they're cowards. They refuse to tackle that part of it. And it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to me. Like, it's embarrassing to me that Black people continue to just wholesale vote for Democrats. And I am not a Republican. I think everybody knows that at this point, that I will call out anybody that's fucked up.
You're right
up
in the middle. Yeah.
I think I'll call out anybody that I think is fucked up, but it is shameful to me what the Democratic Party has done to Black people, not for.
Under the guise of helping them,
yeah,
right, and
yeah.
that's the like insidious part of it.
It's fucked up
because they need the votes.
Well, so. They're feeling like they're getting somewhere when in fact they're using that against them. But yeah,
And we also get a bunch of messages, Dan, about whether or not we would discuss the Libertarian candidate. I didn't know there was one. To be,
it's a woman, right?
Fully honest, yeah.
I'm not familiar with her, to be honest.
I'm not either, and this person who you guys have requested, there was like 4 or 5 messages yesterday. We'll do some more research and try to see who this is. But mm-hmm. unfortunately, whoever that person is not gaining any press and or traction. Yeah.
Joe Jorgensen.
Okay.
Is yeah. that right?
Yeah, she's.
Okay.
Yeah. No, that's it. I'm pretty sure.
But.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of libertarianism. Like, I understand it in principle, it makes sense, but applying it to a very large population in my opinion, is unfeasible. So,
and just because you call out both sides or you are, you know, more into common sense doesn't actually mean you are a libertarian.
Right.
Like, when you really right. get into the politics of it.
Yeah, it's like... it's not necessarily libertarianism's fault, but I think where we are in this country right now, to apply it to what we're doing, I don't know that it would work.
Yeah.
Yeah. And since the listeners that wrote in, I do want to say, look, it would be awesome if there was a viable candidate that was in the middle. I can't remember a time in our life, Dan, where that has happened yet.
No.
I just can't.
I remember in 2016.
George H.W. Bush. You mean a third party candidate?
Yes. I remember in 2016, Gary Johnson actually reached out to our show.
Yeah.
And we sent Jared. Probably a mistake. We sent Jared to go and meet with him. And he was a nice enough guy and was affable. If you remember correctly, though, the Aleppo got him. He didn't
yes.
know anything about Syria.
It wasn't.
And that ended up being the end of Gary Johnson. But he did make enough noise to get his name out there. And
yeah, that's fine. I mean, look, I think we should be electing the best. I don't believe in political parties. I think that's nonsense. Like, if you go to the RNC or DNC's website, and they're going to have a list of fucking, it's essentially a checklist. We believe all these things. We're pro-life. We believe in small government, blah, blah, blah. Well, one, do they even actually believe in that shit? Because...
Or is that just small, to get into that party?
Yeah. Small government. It's like George W. Bush presided over the largest expansion of federal government in U.S. history.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's really accurate, right? But anyways, this should not be a party-driven thing. We should all be able to come to some kind of understanding on each individual issue. And if you align yourself with a party, then you're not going to get the support of people or the trust of people unless you abide by all those rules. It's a self-perpetuating cycle, right? Anybody that comes in and has some kind of right-leaning beliefs or left-leaning beliefs ends up in one of these two parties and they get gobbled up entirely. Their entire message gets gobbled up by the monolith that is that party. It's nonsense and it's fucking, it's disastrous, obviously, because the result is that people defend, you draw a line in the sand and somebody's going to defend it. Mm-hmm. That's how it works. The line in the sand should be the fucking truth, but that's not how we operate now because we all have our biases and shit like that. It's nonsense. I don't believe in parties. We're actually going to have somebody on the show tomorrow that's a representative of
Trump organization.
It's veterans and military for Trump, yeah. Essentially. And I agreed to have him on because you'll see why. But aligning yourself with one individual, now it seems like a thing to, if you're running a nonprofit or something like that, you kind of have to. There's no other option because what is you going to do? Set it out and not get money?
You can't get
funded for your cause. Yeah. So it's, I get that. So I don't have a problem with that, but having actual politicians on the show, unless there's somebody that we know and like, and they have something to say, then that, I don't know.
We also have no problem having politicians on, but we would challenge them willing, on their efforts.
Willing to have discussion, which is very rare.
Somebody asked us, they were like, look, man, would you ever consider having anybody from the left party? And I was like, yeah, we'd have Beto on or fucking whoever on tomorrow. Good luck going up against Dan. That'd be probably not a fun day for them.
Oh, I would love to talk to fucking Robert O'Rourke.
Yeah, that would probably not be the funnest day for them. But yes, we are open because we're not closed-minded assholes. And I would at least listen to somebody, even though I disagree with maybe them politically, I'd still listen to them and try to have an interesting conversation to figure out why.
Oh, that would be the dream, wouldn't it?
Well, it's here. So if you're out there and if Beto wants to, I don't give a shit. We'll have him on. And again, we'll sit him right next to Dan. And sure. That would probably be the highest rated show of all time.
Yeah.
And let them enjoy that. Beto. My God, man. I haven't heard a word about that guy either.
No, along with Biden. He's crying himself to sleep somewhere, probably.
Yeah. Next up, we got FelixGrayGlasses.com. James, why do you and Tiffany keep stealing all these things?
Because girls love glasses.
They do, right?
You know, the screen time thing is up by about 40%.
It is. Boy.
Definitely so that's 40%.
Four hours.
You're looking at
that's
close
like,
to
that's
12,
like 12 to 13,
to 13
hours,
yeah. Of blue light screens in front of your face all day. FelixGrayGlasses.com. That is FelixGray glasses.com is here to save your eyesight.
Not just your eyesight, though. I mean, if you're having trouble sleeping right now, that's probably why.
Because you're looking at your phone, yeah.
Blue light within 3 hours of your normal sleep time it'll fuck your sleep time up by about an additional 2 hours, give or take.
Because here's what it is. You're just lying in bed like this all day long and saying, okay, great. Yeah. Awesome.
Yep.
It sucks. And you're up, you're awake. It fucks up the rest of your day and your eyes will go to shit if you're not wearing some glasses like these. Look. These are the coolest in the biz. These are like fucking lens crafters, for Christ's sakes. There's a million different styles on there, but they actually knock out the blue lights. So you're able to continue on and not squint at everything. Of like, huh?
Well, it's like headaches and...
Headaches, everything. They've got free overnight shipping there at FelixGrayGlasses.com. Promo code Drinking Bros on that, right? Or is it FelixGrayGlasses.com/Drinking Bros?
Yes.
It is. It's FelixGrayGlasses.com /Drinking Bros.
There we go. We got our own URL. FelixGrayGlasses.com/Drinking Bros. I'll say that one more time. FelixGrayGlasses.com/Drinking Bros. Go there. Get it. They're cheap as shit. They last forever, and they've got a million of the best styles there is. If you need a prescription in it, throw them an extra $20, and they'll put it in there for you. And they last forever, unless you're around this office, because everybody keeps jacking these things. They're the best. No, all our guests do, dude. All our guests always take
right.
a pair.
That's right.
They always take a pair. Mary King is taking like two pairs. That piece of
they
shit.
They look great on him, though.
They do. And he's the only one that can get away with his Malcolm X glasses like that.
I don't know. Dan looked pretty good in them.
Dan looked, yeah, you're right. Dan, Jim Harbaugh, the coach of Michigan, looks like shit in them. So.
Wow.
Meanwhile, in Australia, they're spending $5.6 million to revamp the birthplace of Hitler.
Austria.
There it is.
Down under.
Always get those two confused.
Yeah, so did Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber. So.
You're absolutely right.
You're not alone.
Nope. I have
You just
famously...
did what a guy who starred in a movie called Dumb and Dumber did.
You are welcome, though, sir.
Enjoy that.
And enjoy my dumb actor moment for the day. Austria.
In the same way that Dan has always been against rape, I have been very against Hitler, even before it was cool.
Yeah, so. Before it was cool and trendy. Yeah. Proud of you.
So we're early adopters on stuff like that.
I have no goddamn idea. I really don't know. They're spending like $5.6 million
to revamp the birthplace of it. Is that a big tourist destination?
It is, apparently, for Nazi sympathizers. It's like the Mecca for them. They go and just... He lived in a block apartment complex. You can see it up there.
Oh, can you put that on the screen, Alan? Yeah. Great.
That's the building he lived in right there. And apparently people have traveled to it. I'm surprised that no one's like burned it the fuck down.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
yeah,
that's weird strange. To me. That no one's burned it down.
They probably
as a matter
have
of fact,
lots of security around
they
it,
should,
yeah.
They should bulldoze that entire area.
For sure.
Is it like the Betsy Ross house that you and I went to? Do you get to go inside the room and see the whole thing? Or
I
no?
don't know. If somebody lives in there, that would be weirder than oof. Anything. I mean,
do you think you get a break in your rent if you get the Hitler room and that thing?
Well, the mayor or whatever of that little city was like, he was saying, yeah, he only lived here for 3 years, so we don't take credit for him. Or take the blame for him. Like, you didn't have to take the blame for him, dude. It's fucking 80 years later. You don't have to take the blame.
Yeah, not like asking this, for
your
that.
Your city isn't to blame for making Hitler, fuckface. So what they're doing is they're turning it into a police station.
Oh, all right.
Which is kind of weird. I mean,
sure.
A lot of people have been lobbying to turn it into some kind of like cultural community center to explain exactly what the fuck Hitler did.
That
and
makes
why
more
it's wrong.
Sense.
Yeah,
makes sense to me. But instead, they're going to make it into a police station.
Is there a picture of Hitler as a baby? Ooh. Was that what I saw there that you were scrolling through? Is that him as a child right there?
That's him as a child. Oh, there's a baby. Oh, that haircut is stupid.
That's the same haircut he had as an adult.
Yeah. Oh,
wow. That's
Wouldn't it
weird.
Be funny a if he had a Hitler mustache picture. When he was a baby?
A little tiny mustache.
Like,
too.
Is it like Damien with the 666 on the crown of his head? If you see a baby with a fucking kind Hitler of. Mustache, yeah, am yeah. I duty bound to kill that baby?
Oof. Put that up right there. Boom.
Yeah, if you see a baby that looks like that with the Hitler stash, you just need to kill that baby.
Yeah.
Because he's going to grow up to be Hitler. He's the only guy other than Charlie. It's going to be him or Charlie Chaplin. We don't need either one of those people.
No, I'm fine with that Charlie Chaplin.
I mean, it's fine, so.
You know.
Oh, boy.
I don't like non-talkies, you know? So it's just like,
silent.
Silent pictures.
But he was a gypsy, you know?
He was, and he fucked a lot.
Yeah.
Charlie Chaplin boned
who
a lot.
Who was a gypsy?
Charlie Chaplin. Yeah, he was an English gypsy.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Like a pike.
And
I'm
there
not
was,
gonna say.
So his house was right above mine on Beechwood Canyon. And every time without fail, whoever would come over would be like, can I see the Charlie Chaplin house? I was like, I mean, I guess. Wasn't that great.
The Charlie Chaplin house?
The house that he used to live in up on Beechwood Canyon. I was like, that's fine. so was the Marilyn Monroe house. A buddy of mine from college bought that house, mm-hmm. Marilyn Monroe house. Mm-hmm. You're probably thinking to yourself, oh my God, it was millions of dollars.
Yeah.
It wasn't. It was small, and it was on a corner, and it had no parking, so you only had to park in the street. In the living room, you had to sit sideways to look at the TV because that's how like the houses were built back then. And I was like, no offense, why'd you buy this place? Other than to say you live in the Marilyn Monroe house. This is the most goddamn uncomfortable house I've ever been in.
It was probably like a mid-century modern sitch.
It was, but you can't do anything with, like, you can't have like a man cave or do anything cool with it. Like, it was a shitty house, man, with no parking. And I'm sorry if you're out there listening, Brock. But I told him that when
look
he bought
that.
It.
That doesn't look shitty.
No, that was that was the second one. So there was the first house
Brentwood.
She lived in.
That's down the street from OJ.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Now, so what? See,
I'm
here's
like,
what happens,
what are you
right?
Talking about
when you make it as an actor, you're kind of up in that region
I
in the
feel
Hollywood
like it's
Hills,
that...
and then the richer you get, you go out to Brentwood. So, like, yeah. At the end of the day, she ended up in a really nice house, but the first one was like, it's kind of shitty.
Well, that's what Brock could afford, and you know, good for him.
It was. You know how much it was at that time, though. It was $850. It was, eesh. Look at the houses in LA right now. 1,200 square foot condos are going for $925. Because I've got friends who are realtors still that still post that shit on Facebook, and you're like, why would you spend that money?
Why does anyone still live in California?
It's crazy
I'm
to me.
I'm not sure.
It's crazy to me. next up, get fucked, New York Times. Man, Which one is it today for the New York Times?
They can't take a week off without...
They cannot. They can't take a
day
off.
They love it.
I mean, it's... so this one is... They wrote an article about... it was... What's the guy's name? Jonathan Martin. wrote an article about how all these Republican people, including former President George W. Bush, would not be voting for Trump. And in a lot of cases, they would be voting for Biden. And then Trump... Or, George W. Bush's... chief of staff was like, no, we didn't say that.
Really?
No one said that.
That article went
around complete fabrication.
The world forever and back.
Oh. It seems like the fucking the Iraq WMD thing. There was this British run intelligence source called Fastball that didn't exist. They just made it up, right? And I think maybe this might be that kind of situation because it seems like the source that they referenced, that Martin referenced in this story, was people who understand their thinking, referring to the Republican politicians.
Okay.
Like, really? Like, yeah. What did this guy go around, do a survey? Hey, is anybody in here voting for Trump? No? All right, cool. And they just reported, like, this is shoddy. This is like Dan Rather style get fired shit right here. But it won't happen now. Because
And the weird thing
people
was,
are used
so
to it with the
this
New York
headline
Times
was this splashed point. Everywhere, and in it, it said Bush and Romney are not voting for Trump. And
they, Romney may not. I don't know.
Romney sounds right, but they were both quoted in these articles as well. And it seemed like they had gotten together, or at least that's the way they made it seem, you know, and discussed it, and they were appalled by it. Mm-hmm. So Bush said no, this was untrue, all of it.
I mean, yeah, he did. Bush didn't, but his chief of staff did.
And his chief of staff did, okay.
Romney said 2 days ago, after this story was written, he's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure the Republicans are going to hold on to the House and or get the House, and Trump's going to win. So I don't know. He didn't make any statement regarding his
about
position.
Whether he was.
Yeah, Romney said that he believes the Republicans are going to win both. So I don't know what the fucking point of all that was. This reminds me of Jason Blair. Do you remember that guy?
Oh, yeah.
Black dude in like 2003, maybe. Made up. He was plagiarizing other people's stories, just completely fabricating shit. I think that guy in the fifth season of The Wire was actually based on him. That white kid that was making up. I don't know if you've watched all five seasons of The Wire.
Big fan
but
of
the white
Wire.
Guy that was making up the serial killer bullshit, I think that was actually based on this dude. So he like made up a bunch of shit and then got fired and then tried to make a race issue out of it and blah, blah, blah. And it was like, no, nobody believes anything you're saying. I feel like... you should have to have a license or something to be a journalist. And if you do something like this, your license gets pulled.
Yeah, it gets revoked.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
The like other a story bar association or something.
Exactly. The other story I want to talk about is this that CNN poll. So the latest CNN poll has Biden winning over Trump by 14 points. Trump has since, as of this morning, threatened to sue CNN over a factually and legally baseless poll. Now, I don't know where they got these numbers.
What's he suing for?
I guess he wants to know who these people were that they polled or whatever. When
he has no right to that information.
It's only better. It's only, as we know from 2016, it's only going to help him if people think that they don't have to go out and vote, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I would, if I were him, I would keep quiet.
I don't know why he's raising a stink about this. What he should be worried about is people trying to cancel Paw Patrol. I mean, what the hell? Because the lead character is a dog, German Shepherd police officer. Now they want to cancel the show.
Cancel culture.
Live PD has been canceled.
2020, yeah.
Cops has been canceled. Are you fucking kidding me?
So they canceled Live PD this morning. That is gone. Cops is gone.
They canceled it took it off?
No, they've officially canceled it.
Okay.
Correct.
I'm not sure how syndication is going to work because both of those shows have been in syndication for decades at
this
point.
The longest running.
Like,
But Paw Patrol, and this was yet another New York Times article. They did the story on Paw Patrol of whether or not it's time to get rid of, I believe it's Chase. My child watches this.
Mm-hmm. So Chase is on the case.
Chase is on the case. Put a picture of Chase up on
Paw
the screen.
Paw Patrol.
Alec.
Patrol because.
It's Patrol because they're all some, you know, form of.
Patrol. Yep. So apparently that cartoon dog.
The cop is the only one going, apparently.
Offensive. I don't even see a gun on that dog. Do you, Dan?
No, but I'll give him one if he wants.
Yeah. Yeah. Give him a gun.
I mean, he's
a
fucking sergeant, for Christ's sake.
Yeah. Salute him. You should be saluting him.
Yeah. That's... So the backlash is because they're depicting him as a good cop.
Yes.
And as we know now, there is no such thing, right?
Jesus Christ, man.
What the fuck?
I don't know. It's all this is fucking dumb. And again, it's the same thing with the statues. It's just like moving the goalpost so you can declare victory over something. That's mm-hmm. what happens when you're we losing an argument. When you're losing an argument, you like change the narrative and set a goal, reach that goal, and then declare victory.
It's, or it's talk nonsense. About little things that you've done.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but I did this. And you're like, no, that's not the point.
Well, the problem in this case is there's consequences, right? If we want to live in a civil society, then we need police officers, and we need people
yes.
of all races to have a good relationship with police officers. And that responsibility is on us as a community and on police officers as well. It's on both. Now, when you go, there's also unintended consequences to shit like this. I know you guys have talked about the Gone with the Wind thing, but mm-hmm. Hattie McDaniel is the first black person to ever win a goddamn Academy Award. And now yeah. that's just yes. erased from history
yep.
because these fucking turds don't understand that that movie was made by racist white people. Like, we got it, dude.
Yeah.
Well, the other,
and everyone knew that. Like, it wasn't
about
unknown.
Art, right? Yeah. So during this time period and, you know, eliminating it, especially in a case like Gone with the Wind, right? I think it is important to see what was being made at the time, what was going on in the world at the time and the culture at the time. Because it gives you a stamp to see how much we've changed as a nation, right? So you might have started with that, but look at how much we've grown. And holy shit, wasn't it crazy back in the
day? I think it's a good reminder that people think that because slavery ended after the Civil War, or at least started to be curtailed after the Civil War, that some people have an idea that, well, I mean, slavery was fucking 100 and fucking something years ago. Why are we still talking about it? Because Jim Crow was still in effect until the mid-60s, bitch.
Mid-60s,
that's why.
Yeah.
Like, like these people that made these movies and that when film started in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, and 60s, of course they were fucking racist. The whole country was goddamn racist.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's important, I think, to show how much we've changed.
Yeah.
And it, hey, that's one of those movies where it was just like, you believe it was being made at the time? Look at how much we've changed since then. We have done some good. Because right now everybody's, you know, running around saying, look, we've never changed nothing. No, we clearly have changed. Not for the best yet. We can always do better in this world. Everybody can always do
better.
And
you can backslide and things like that, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think pretty
but
much...
But erasing Paw Patrol is not the way to do it. Erasing...
For some people, though...
Paw Patrol?
It is, which is crazy.
Who
that's
going
to
fix people?
White people, I think.
No, I just want to meet the people who think...
I don't want to meet these people.
No.
Chase is on the case that Paw
like
Patrol
maybe,
is going to...
Maybe
gonna...
make a reality show about them where they're on... one of those cables, suspended cables in between like the Empire State Building or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a big wood chipper underneath them. And you see what happens. That's the kind of reality show I want to see for people that are dumb enough to think that canceling Paw Patrol is somehow an effort made in the course of equality. You're fucking dumb piece of
shit. By the
way,
I bet if you talk to anyone that's really on the front lines of Black Lives Matter, I'm sure they'd be like, dude, I don't give a fuck
about
like,
Paw Patrol.
Canceling
Paw Patrol is not
going to help. That's some
guilty
fucking white person wanting to be like,
yeah,
we're
I did
doing
something.
It.
Yeah, for a cartoon dog.
It's oppression FOMO.
Crazy. Yep. Now it's time to get to the drinking bro of the week. This one is from Sean Jones from Tennessee. He's been a member of Drinking Bros for 3 years, and he's nominating Danny Stevenson. He says, Danny Stevenson was my platoon sergeant when I was in the Army. He was also my flight medic on multiple missions. He was a kick-ass dude that told it like it was a hell of a mentor. He was killed this past weekend in a motorcycle accident. Danny was a true leader, mentor, and friend. He took care of his soldiers and pushed you to be successful. I'd like to raise one up for that excellent leader, till Valhalla. Cheers. Cheers to Sean and Danny out there, and thank you for the submission. Can submit through Facebook or through drinkingbros.com, where we have some butter soft teas for sale for only $19.99. We kept it cheap. Kept them cheap on there for you guys. And you can go on there and submit your drinking bro of the week and fill it out, and it goes directly to our inbox. We try to read them live on every single show. That way they're fresh. We have no idea what they are. And that way no one is ever left out. And it's a mystery where it's just like, all right, great. And it's awesome. So thank you for the submission. We greatly appreciate it. And thank you for tuning in with us every single day. Go to iTunes for Drinking Bros Podcast. Rate it a 5-star and give us a quick review. If you don't mind, it'll help scoot us up the charts. For D'Anthony Holloway, Jesse Wiseman, I'm Ross Patterson. This is Drinking Bros Fake News. Good night, everyone.